Hey everyone, and welcome back to your daily Linux and open source news show. Today we'll start by talking about the Linux kernel, and who could have guessed we could see performance improvements coming from Meta on our Linux systems. Facebook engineers have been working for a while on Bolt for binary optimization and layout tool. This is a program that lets you rearrange the layout of an executable. You profile it to see where the performance problems or deficiencies are, and it helps you notice what is used, what is called often in that executable, and it lets you rearrange it so it performs its usual functions faster. And it looks like a Bolt-optimized Linux kernel is able to deliver about 5% faster performance now, compared to the same version that is not optimized with Bolt. So, Meta published a guide on how to optimize things with that and to create an optimized kernel image. And it really doesn't look too tricky to do. If you're able to compile a Linux kernel, you just have to run a few more command lines and you have like two patches to apply to the kernel. Doesn't seem very tricky. And unless Bolt has some weird restrictions or licensing problems that I'm not aware of, I would be surprised if we didn't see a few distros offer images optimized this way. There might be potential regressions or other problems caused by this. I'm not aware of any, but there just doesn't seem to be any drawback. And 5% better performance is nothing to scoff at, especially since this number should apparently increase the more your use case depends on the kernel itself. So for really kernel-intensive systems and tasks, it might be higher than this, which is pretty interesting. So it's nice to get better performance at no cost for the user, and Bolt is even upstreamed to the LLVM compiler suite, so I guess there shouldn't be any red flags in using it. Now, yesterday, Proton also expanded again on their suite of tools. They now launched Proton Docs, which is a privacy-focused alternative to Google Docs and any other document writing, like word processing tool that is available online. You can access it from Proton Drive, and Proton reassured The Verge, whose article I linked in the description, by telling them it is not meant to replace standard notes, which is something they acquired recently, but haven't really fully integrated in the Proton suite yet. Standard notes is for jotting down and organizing your notes. Docs is meant to write documents, obviously, it's a word processor. So the first release supports rich text, because that's really needed. You have real-time collaborative editing with the position of the cursor of other people currently editing the document. You've got comments that you can answer to leave feedback on a document. And you can export in Microsoft's DocX format, because obviously, like, this is still, unfortunately, the standard. It also supports multimedia files, so images, audio, and video. But Proton Docs currently only works on the web and doesn't really seem to have a mobile version just yet. They obviously said that this will be coming in the future, and they also said they wanted to have every feature that Google Doc has. They said everything that Doc has is on the roadmap. Everything in Proton Docs is end-to-end encrypted, because that's really Proton's hallmark. Every keystroke, every cursor movement is protected. And the rationale is obviously to expand Proton's suite of online tools and services to fight Google and to fight other privacy-invasive solutions. So it is a very good addition. I am still personally waiting on a Linux desktop client for Proton Drive to switch to Proton fully, but at that point, when this becomes available, chances are I will just replace my entire Nextcloud instance for good with my Proton account, because I already use a Proton Mail and their calendar and their password manager. And honestly, if I can replace Nextcloud notes by standard notes, however they integrate that in the Proton suite, and maybe use Proton Docs even to write certain documents, I'll be happy, and it will cost me less than hosting my own Nextcloud instance with probably even better security, let's be honest, than self-hosting something on my own server, because I am very lax in terms of updating things myself. And finally, for today, we've seen a lot of hubbub around the Ladybird project. It's a new rendering and browser engine that is being forked off the HTML viewer of the Serenity OS project. And it's been talked about quite a bit. It's actually growing into a full browser engine now. They created a US nonprofit to handle all the donations to fund development, and they actually just received a $1 million donation from GitHub's founder. The project now employs 3 full-time developers, there are 3 more developers on the way, and they are planning a first alpha release in 2026. So it's not like it's going to be here tomorrow, and after that, chances are it will stay as an also-ran, it probably will not touch Blink's and Chromium's monopoly in any meaningful way, at least not for a while. Funnily enough, it also looks like this is a project that is only for Unix-like systems, so Linux and macOS. They don't currently have anyone working on Windows support, and they say they would like to, but they don't have any plans to do it for now. They are also saying that they won't do any search deals like what Mozilla has with Google, where a search engine pays you to be the default, and they are also saying they won't get any user monetization inside of their engine or browser. Now, there is one potential red flag which paints the project as the usual tech bro, like not context aware at all and pretty tone deaf project. They have an issue policy. They state that the project is not an appropriate arena to advertise personal politics, which is absolutely fine in an issue contribution policy. Obviously, you're not here to paint a picture of anything or try to convince anyone of anything in a technical project. On the surface, that's fine. But there was a proposed change to make the documentation gender neutral, and not even gender neutral as in LGBT. It's just changing a few instances of he in the documentation to they, because it's just a friendlier way of writing documentation. It doesn't presume who is reading what, whether that's a man, a woman, or someone who identifies as something else. And that was rejected as being political, where it's really not. It's just good writing practice. And as usual, this kind of reaction is infecting a bunch of projects. These are changes that would not cause harm to anyone. They wouldn't put your project in any political label or any side of whatever issue. It's just making things a bit friendlier to all users. As a reminder, using they as a pronoun isn't even something that is linked specifically to the LGBTQ movement. It's been a staple of the English language since the 14th century. It is a normal way to refer to an individual you don't know the gender of. And at the time, they probably only thought there were men and women, and you could use they to describe a man or a woman if you didn't know who you were talking to. This is normal practice. It is not political. Refusing this kind of change just points to the fact that the project might indeed be political and biased in a certain way when they clearly stated that they don't want to be. Anyway, this topic made the rounds of my entire Mastodon feed yesterday, so I thought I had to mention it on top of the project getting bigger and getting some funding. It's too bad because it very clearly deterred a lot of people from contributing to the Ladybird codebase, where if they just had been a little bit less boneheaded, they wouldn't even have had to be political or anything. They could have just accepted a normal, well-intentioned contribution and stopped there. They would have probably gotten a lot more developers and a lot more attention. That's too bad. So anyway, you can check out the project if you're interested in it, and this issue contribution policy is not a problem for you personally. So, this will conclude today's episode. I hope you enjoyed listening to it. As always, thank you all for supporting what I do, and I guess you will hear me in the next one tomorrow. Bye!